and creating musical magic from thin air and solid-state electronics.
But I'm gonna get you high today. Come on, rock. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got to do.
You are listening with
and listening to
Nikki P
and DJ Scoots
on
92.7 Beats FM.
Beats FM.
What we relate to is playing music and really getting off and really, you know, getting high from it, you know, and the audience getting high and everybody getting high. And on a really super night, that's what happens.
It was really just a good old-fashioned musical rave-up.
The one thing I've always wanted in my career was to have a show that I felt really, really kind of good about live, that I wouldn't mind people seeing it.
Would you mind bending down and turning yourself up?
I said, pardon? That's my wife you're talking about.
Like the bit humor of like the 50s or whatever.
Why would this be so difficult? Why? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
I think
am
it's,
I on? Am I? Hello? Hello? One, two, three.
I think it's stripped. I think, oh, now I only have mono. Now I, oh, maybe. Cha cha cha.
One, two. Yeah, I can't even.
Cha cha cha. Cha cha.
One, two.
Cha.
One, two.
Cha cha.
One, two.
Oh, you turned it down a little. That's better.
One, two, one, two. One, two, one, two, one. Oh, yeah. Now we're almost cooking with gas. I'm sorry, buddy. This is taking me so long.
Don't apologize.
Everywhere, man. Do something about it.
We are listening with
and listening to
Nikki P
and DJ Scoots
on
92.7
Beats FM, Trent Radio. You are tuned in to Volume 2. This is the Summer Sessions.
Summer is here unofficially, apparently.
Yes, and 2008, summer of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
This is Beats FM Volume 2. Our slot that you're listening here is Saturday evening, 9 p.m. till 10 p.m.
Sounds good.
What do you think people are up to right now?
Probably getting ready to go out.
Ready to go out, eh?
Girls are probably doing their makeup, walking around.
Shoes?
Putting things together.
Shoes.
Maybe. Maybe they have a drink of wine or something.
Yeah, okay. So generally, so far, this session has been a bit of an eclectic mix. You probably haven't heard the first three shows here, Nikki P, but we've had some dance music, some reggae, some current hits. I played Madonna last week.
Really? Yeah. Like a new Madonna?
Yeah, new Madonna. You know, the same song that's been played on every radio station. But
is it like the latest?
Yes.
I liked her second last album. This new one, I can't get into.
That's all right.
She didn't hire enough cutting-edge DJs.
Well, she, you know, that was the thing they said. Normally, she pulls out the younger cutting-edge DJs, and now it's the established DJs, like Timbaland, for example.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a bunch of Timbaland tracks last week, which kind of like, and I think one of the focuses of this show has been on producers as well.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre. I think today we might hear a Dr. Dre tune.
I love Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I think so. I'm thinking The Watcher. The Watcher, because
do you know what album that's from?
That is from The Chronic, 2001.
So basically I didn't realize this because I just hear Dr. Dre. After The Chronic, the original one, I didn't buy any more of his albums just because you hear them all the time. I guess I get them on MP3 or whatever. But he had The Chronic with Snoop Dogg back in like 1995,
something like that.
And then he came out with The Chronic 2001.
Correct.
And that's the one with like Eminem and
correct
Nate Dogg. And is Snoop on that album?
Yes, he is.
Oh, that's awesome.
Capped up and wrapped in plastic, zipped up in bags when it happens. That's it. I've seen them come, I've watched them go, watched them rise, witnessed it and watched them blow. Watched them all blossom and watched them grow. Watched the lawsuits when they lost their dough. Best friends and money, I lost them both. Went and visited niggas in the hospital. It's all the same shit all across the globe. I just sit back and watch the show.
Everywhere that I go ain't the same as before. People I used to know just don't know me no more. But everywhere that I go I got people I know. You got people they know, so I suggest you lay low.
I moved out of the hood for good, you blame me. Niggas ain't mainly at niggas they can't be. But niggas can't hit niggas they can't see. I'm out of sight, now I'm out of they dang reach. How would you feel if niggas wanted you killed? You probably move to a new house on a new hill and choose a new spot if niggas wanted you shot. I ain't a thug, how much Tupac in you got? I ain't no bitch neither. It's either my life or your life, and I ain't leaving. I like breathing. Cause nigga, we can go round for round, clip for clip, shit, 4 pound for pound. Nigga, if you really wanna take it there, we can. Just remember that you fucking with a family man. I got a lot more to lose than you. Remember that when you wanna come and fill these shoes.
Watch everywhere that I go ain't the same as before. So watch people I used to know just don't know me no more. But everywhere that I go I got people I know. You got people they know, so I suggest you lay low.
Things just ain't the same for gangsters. Cops are anxious to put niggas in handcuffs. They wanna hang us, see us dead or enslave us. Keep us trapped in the same place we raised in. Then they wonder why we act so outrageous. Run around stretched out and pull out gauges. Cause every time you let the animal out cages, it's dangerous to people who look like strangers. But now we got a new era of gangsters, hustlers and youngsters living amongst us. Looking at us now, calling us busters. Can't help but reminisce back when it was us. Nigga, we started this gangster shit, and this the motherfucking thanks I get. It's funny how time flies. I'm just having fun, just watching it fly by.
Watch everywhere that I go ain't the same as before. Watch people
hold on just 1 second. Do you remember the first time you heard Dr. Dre?
The first time I heard Dr. Dre was on an NWA. It was like 100 Miles and Running. Straight out of Compton, one of those. I don't know. Actually, 100 Miles and Running was the first NWA track I ever, or album track I ever heard. I'm not even sure that's the album. But it was in the NWA setting, and it was good, but I was more of a Public Enemy head. Like, I didn't really listen to NWA. They were a little too gangster for me.
West Coast.
Yeah. I was in East Coast, Philly and New York.
West Coast. In the house.
I didn't really get into Dre until The Chronic.
Right. Okay. Well, this was his... I think he did some other stuff in between. Didn't do so much, but he produced Snoop Dogg in between. So we've got themes that run through the show. You know, yeah. We've discussed NWA. I actually played some Public Enemy last week.
Which one? We play a lot of Public Enemy.
Yeah, we like Public Enemy, yeah. You know. I think Fight the Power. Fight the Power. You know, again, in the theme, Surveillance is a theme. NWA.
Yeah.
We discussed Eazy-E before. We haven't played any of his tracks yet, but that's coming.
We're going to play him when we talk about the Calgary...
Calgary Connection, yes.
Calgary Connection, yeah.
So Snoop Dogg, still Dre. On 2001. But I think The Watcher, going back to our theme, Surveillance. So also today, Bob Dylan. You know, maybe we... Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear a Bob Dylan track. I'm not really sure. Maybe from something in mono, you know?
Something in mono?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really like early Dylan. Like, there's a concert that he did that he's famous for. It was like in 1966. That's kind of when he
plugged in. 67.
That's when he plugged in. Yeah.
At that Montreux.
Yeah. Yeah. That Dylan doesn't really appeal to me. It's the later one where he's a little more haggard.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? We can tie all of our themes together. We may have to look for this, but I would like to hear some Dylan produced by Daniel N. Wong.
Has he produced him?
Yeah, he produced one of his...
Oh, did he produce Out of Time?
That's correct.
Holy... that album, I don't own it, but I want to.
Okay, well, that is... There we go. There's one on this.
listening to Nikki B
and DJ Scoots
on
92.7 Beats FM.